Okay, you are with Phoenix FM. We're here at Latitude Festival, and it pleases me to say that I am now joined by compere of the poetry stage, Mr. Luke Wright. Good afternoon, Luke.
Hello.
Good to see you again. And this is the 10th Latitude, and have you been comparing at every Latitude, the poetry tent?
Yeah, so I co-curate and do a bit of hosting, and I've done it every year since 2006, but I do a bit less hosting these days. I get other people to do it for me so I can take a break.
I don't blame you, and it's probably particularly quite apt because you've just been on stage earlier, and you did part of your latest performance, and by poetry standards, it was very energetic. I mean, people often think of poetry and they think of someone who's standing there reading a poem, but the way you got into it was really impressive. So tell us a bit about your latest work. Is called What I Learned from Johnny Bevan. So tell us what inspired that.
What I Learned from Johnny Bevan is it's a one-man play about two friends who went to university together, Johnny Bevan and Nick Burton. And Nick is a middle-class kid from Leafy, North Essex, and Johnny is a working-class kid from sort of London borough. Grew up in this estate called the Grooms, and Johnny is mercurial and brilliant and magnetic, and Nick is kind of looking for himself, and through Johnny he discovers politics and discovers culture, and this wonderful intense friendship lasts about a year, and it's remembered in flashback how it happens in the 90s, and Nick is now a journalist, and he's jaded and he doesn't really know where he's going in life, and yeah, he's remembering this relationship and what happened and how it almost tragic ends. I don't want to give too much of it away, but I tell the whole thing. It's a varying verse pattern. Some of it's in blank verse, some of it's in ballad meter. But it's a tragedy, but it's got some funny bits in it. So, yeah.
Just the way a good tragedy should be, I think. I mean, watching you live, it's very energetic, and I think a lot of people are impressed about how well you can remember all the poetry that you're doing. I mean, what tips would you give aspiring poets when it comes to performing?
Well, I think it's hard. I don't feel like I know any sort of tips for performance. I just don't really have an answer for that. I just do what comes naturally. I sort of read the poems as I think the writing demands them to be read. It does help if you can learn it, because you have once it's in your head completely, and you don't have to worry and think about the words, and you can fully commit yourself to a performance. But I think the most important thing is to read or to perform the work in a way it demands. So yeah, you know, some of my poems I'm jumping up and down and shouting and all that, because that's the kind of nature of the beast. But other ones I'm standing very, really very still, and I'm just speaking them normally, because they're just stories that demand to be told in that way. So I think you need to work out how best to tell that particular poem, and then it's a case of just practicing. But I've done this for 17 years, you know, so you know, I've come good in the last couple, you know, I think, really. So yeah, it takes a long time.
Yeah, you definitely came across well in the performance today. Now, where you're curating the stage this year, who else is performing who you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
I always look forward to watching John Osborne. He's, I think, probably the only poet who's been here every single, him and Tim Clare have been every single year. I always find a way of getting them in. Francesca Beard's got a new show called A Lie, which will be on later on today. I'm looking forward to that. Really looking forward to Claire Pollard's Ovid's Heroines. And of course, you know, the big guns as well. We've got Simon Armitage, Michael Rosen, lovely Michael Rosen's here. John Cooper Clarke, always fantastic. We've got Mike Garry. He's bringing his string quartet with him. That's going to be pretty immense to finish the stage off on a Sunday night. It's going to be great. It's going to be 10 years. It's going to be a celebration.
Yes, have you been getting into the whole the 10 years party spirit?
Yeah, I've got some party hats, some party poppers and some balloons. You think I'm joking? I have. I went to the party supply shop in Halston, because we're doing this thing later on me and my pals and the Homework Collective, we're doing an hour of new writing, supposedly. I think mine's a bit old, actually. On the theme of birthdays. So yeah, look out.
Excellent. Sounds like you properly got into the spirit there. So after Latitude, what plans have you got for the rest of the year? Because you're planning a show at Edinburgh this year, aren't you?
Yes, I'm taking what I learned from Johnny Bevan up to Edinburgh, and I've also got my latest poetry show, which you saw bits and pieces of, called Stay at Home Dandy. So the poems you saw, if you saw The Toll, that's in that show, and Gong and a few others. So yeah. So I'm doing them both at Edinburgh, yeah, one after the other. So do the play first, then I've got to rush across town to do the poetry show afterwards.
Righto. And do you plan spending the rest of the year, apart from those shows, are you going to be writing new material, or is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've got quite a fairly quiet autumn, so I want to get some writing done. I don't quite know what that's going to be. Yeah, I've got a couple of things I could pursue. But we'll just see. But it probably won't just be poems. It'll probably be something else as well. Maybe even some prose.
Excellent. Well, we very much look forward to hearing that. And all I remains to say is, where's the place that people can go to find out more about yourself?
Well, you can go to my website, which is lukewright.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter at lukewrightpoet.
Excellent. Enjoy the rest of the festival, Luke, and thanks for chatting to us today.